Hi, friends. It's me, Philip. The musical version is back with a new season of episodes. This podcast has obviously had some long hiatuses while I got a bit too busy to put it out, but I'm bringing it back, mostly because in the few years since last I was producing it, a new community of wonderful musical improvisers has sprung up in Los Angeles, and I wanted to bring the podcast back to introduce them to the pod and to you. I'm hoping to make it at least 15 new episodes before inevitably being pulled away for a new album or tour or some other business, but this first episode back was super fun. I'm joined by the very funny Hannah Barlow and Madison Dom, two amazing musical improvisers who share a stage at UCB on a show called Sing Out Louise. On piano during this episode while also improvising with us, because he is such a talent that he can do both, is my good friend Greg Smith. I was lucky enough recently to be on Susie Barrett's wonderful improv podcast, Yes Also, and it inspired me a lot, so I've decided to try out a part two of the musical version where those who are interested in peeking behind the curtain and getting nerdy with us about musical improv can listen to Hannah, Madison, Greg, and I dissect and discuss musical improv and the set we just performed. So after you listen to the episode, be sure to check that out. You can watch this episode and its part two on our YouTube and follow us on Instagram. As you'll see in this episode, the musical version is moving to a more organic, less property-driven style of musicals, and we want your help with new suggestions. Do you have a great story, a gripe about your neighbors, something you've always secretly felt would make a great musical? Tell us all about it by writing it in a 5-star review, and we may feature it on the podcast as inspiration for the next episode. Without further ado, here's Hannah, Madison, and Greg. Hello! Welcome back to the musical version. We're back. That was great. That was perfect. So excited to be here in the studio with two wonderful guests. We have Hannah Barlow.
There we go. Woo, one down.
I got so freaked out about saying
about
your
name
right
name, yeah.
that I forgot your name. And Madison Dom.
Yay.
You said it wrong.
We have on keys and playing, we have Greg Smith.
What's up, Greg Cam? How we doing?
Got Greg on the Greg Cam.
What's up, Greg Cam? Let's get in the chat. Let's get numbers on the board. Just any number. Throw it in the chat. I want to see those numbers.
We got Tim Newman on drums.
That's my cam.
Interrupting the
get
Greg
out of my cam.
Cam.
Get out of my cam.
If you're listening, this is also on YouTube and video, which is hence all the cams. Well, guys, thanks for coming on to the new season of the show. Thank
Epic.
You guys for being here.
This is so exciting.
Yeah,
I
thanks
know.
For having us.
The musical version usually or historically has always been like properties. We improvise like movies or TV, but I kind of want to loosen it up, loosey-goosey it up a little bit. So yeah, I'm just curious, like, what's been going on with you guys, like, in the last week or month, or something that happened to you that you're like, that was at least that was musical worthy.
Mm. Mm. Do you have anything?
All right, cool. Well, this has been an awesome.
I'm like, how do I not just name improv shows?
Because that's hilarious.
Because that's mostly what
you
are.
Do for fun.
Yeah. I went to an art gallery yesterday.
Yeah?
With my boyfriend and his parents, and it was a South Asian art gallery, being a little bit satirical about weddings and how like extravagant they are, and how it's more about how much people pay and like all the outfits, especially for Indian weddings. Like it's more about the outfits than the actual love between the couple.
Yes.
And so it was like an embroidery artist.
Yes.
And underneath, like, these beautiful extravagant embroideries would be, like, fake texts between the bride and groom of being like, I hate you. Kind of that kind of vibe.
Oh, It was funny. It was purposely.
It was intentionally, like, the bride was judgmental and the groom was a bum.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I mean, weddings to me are always about outfits. Mm. They're not really about love.
So you're like, I actually agree with.
Yeah. I actually think that's right. Yeah,
I I'm outing myself, but to this day really only have like one wedding outfit. But that's because I dress
a
like a boy most of the time, or I dress in masculine wear, which for weddings and formal wear is one look.
I do the same thing. I have one dress that I wear, and it's a black dress, and I wore it to a wedding, I guess, a few months ago, and I only realized once I got there that they had kind of said in the invitation that you should wear, like, colorful things. So I looked gorgeous. And I stood out.
Yes, and you made like, the wedding about you.
Yeah, and I made the wedding about me,
well,
which
is black good to the do. One that's like all the colors, or is that white? Which one's the absence, and which one is like technically all colors? I feel like Greg would know this.
What?
I don't know.
Smart my
Greg.
Memory, I don't know. My memory is that black is all of the colors.
Then this is perfect.
And white is the, or maybe it's the,
well, no, I'm pretty sure if you put all the colors together, like, they just make like a muddy brown. They don't make black.
But I think it's more
but like
it's
scientifically.
Like scientifically
about like light rays and yes. stuff like that or something. I remember learning this in like fifth grade. It's escaping me.
I mean, I think the what you were trying to get at is that really you were wearing all
you were trying
colors.
To make you were trying to make excuses for me.
Yes. Yeah.
But the truth is there are no excuses. You did it on purpose.
I did.
You wanted to stand out at that wedding.
Mm-hmm. Don't what invite would, me to your wedding.
What did you sort of hope would happen by standing out like that?
I don't know. Maybe I'd meet the love of my life, and then it would be my wedding. Then it would become my wedding.
We've seen a lot of musicals that are like, you know, Mamma Mia style weddings, but what about a musical about a girl who goes to a wedding to...
What about...
Did a song
that
just
was
start
beautiful.
Playing? That's crazy.
I was like walking down the aisle.
I was like, oh, we're about to start.
My phone is a better MD than I am. It knew exactly when to start playing. That
Greg
is...
Cam, what the hell just happened?
Let's get in the chat. Let's get some numbers in the chat.
What was that? What song was it?
George Benson and Roberta Flack's You Are the Love of My Life, which is a very appropriate
song. Well, we can use that as the reference.
Wait, Greg phone, new MD.
Greg phone, new MD.
We've seen a lot of musicals that are like a Mamma Mia style, like who's, you know, who's going to get married? What's the vibe going to be? But have we ever seen a musical that's about someone who goes to a wedding to steal the wedding?
Wedding heist?
Wedding heist.
Wedding heist?
Hell yeah.
Crazy Tim?
I'm in.
Guys, the three of us just got our invites to Terry and Fiona's wedding.
Oh my god.
I hate them, but they're so rich.
Yeah, it's a destination wedding. Ugh, they're so rich.
They're so rich.
Oh my god, Santorini?
Yeah.
Santorini in Greece?
Oh my god, the wedding is, the invitation is scented.
Ugh. You know.
Grape.
The famous scent of Santorini.
Yeah.
Okay, we know Fiona's gonna freaking pull out all the stops, so we have to go.
Yes.
We have to go.
And Terry's so wealthy, there'll probably be like straight up $100 bills in that gift bag.
I know. Yeah. All of his family members all have been on Forbes at one point.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Do you think they'll be there?
The family members?
At the wedding?
Yeah. They have to be. It's a wedding.
Yeah.
Traditionally, family members are at weddings.
Yeah.
And then maybe they would finally support our different burgeoning businesses.
Yes.
This is how we get our investors.
Yes.
Oh my god.
But even more so, nothing makes a good investor like a husband.
Oh, you're talking about our plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been waiting for a wealthy wedding.
Okay.
And now it's finally in front of us.
Yeah.
The opportunity we've been waiting for. Ladies.
And
we don't know Terry's type, but it has to be one of the three of us.
So are you saying we're going to steal Terry? Or I was thinking we'd get with a family member.
Yeah.
I was skipping right to the groom.
When you go to a wedding, there's so many things that you could do. You could focus on being so nice to the bride and to the groom. But if you think a little more selfishly, I can tell what I would want to be. Stealing that wedding, stealing it from the bride. Wedding heist,
wedding heist.
Ooh, ooh, wedding heist, wedding heist.
Come on.
You can catch the bouquet.
show where she has reason to fear.
It's pretty clear to the two of us, we were thinking of a family member. But you want Terry, you want Terry. Their relationship you'll dismember at the
wedding heist, wedding heist.
Come on, Terry.
Wedding heist, wedding heist.
Come on, Terry, Terry.
Steal the rice, very nice.
Wedding heist, wedding heist.
So let's suit up, let's get our clothes on, our cute white dresses. Steal all the attention, be total hot messes.
I got these bouquets for me and for you, 'cause when we get to that wedding, it's the three of us that will say adieu.
At the
wedding heist, wedding heist. Wedding heist, wedding heist.
Come on, Terry.
Wedding heist, wedding heist.
It's a wedding heist.
Thank you guys so much for coming to my bachelorette. I know we're not as close anymore, but it just really means so much that you guys would come out and celebrate me. I feel like me and Terry, we're just so excited to share our love, and the fact that you guys are even a small part of it means so much to me.
Of course, yeah. Fiona, we love you, girl.
Of course, we love you.
I don't know. So, what do you love about me?
What?
What?
I don't really have a maid of honor because most of my meaningful female friendships have fallen apart in the recent years, so I just kind of had to plan it myself. So, I thought, like, we could talk about amazing things about me. How my love is really strong for Terry.
Yeah.
Of course, girl.
I was wondering why your bachelorette party was just in like a parking lot.
Yeah, because Terry's so wealthy and like you guys, you're really going all out for the wedding.
It seems like you just, you really didn't. I'm sorry that you didn't have anyone to help you plan this. It seems like you really panicked.
I know. Terry has so many friends and they're going like jet skiing and then they're doing like a brewery tour. And I kind of got so excited about their thing that I was like panicked, and then I just picked parking lot.
You planned the bachelor party?
No, I just know everything they're doing.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, and so your thing kind of got thrown by the side. Is that like indicative of the whole relationship, girly, or just?
Yeah, trouble in paradise, or?
Wait, no, paradise in paradise.
Okay.
There's parking lots and jet skiing in paradise. Every paradise still needs a trash bin.
You're overextending this metaphor, girl.
Paradise still sometimes you have to go to sleep and like be bored and not having fun.
Girl, are you trying to convince us that your like relationship is really strong even though it's not working?
No, it's really strong. We met on Hinge and it was perfect. He held a fish and said, "Girl, you're a 7. That's it. First date. Stayed there for a while. Except then he made me pay the bill 'cause he's a feminist."
Red flags in paradise.
Paradise.
Red flags in paradise.
Paradise.
When you look at it a second time, it's not so. Parking lot. Because this relationship seems like it's stuck in park. How are things going after dark? You know,
it's paradise. It's pure paradise. He finishes and then I read a book to fall.
Red flags in paradise.
Paradise.
Red flags in paradise.
Paradise.
you three parked here? I'm in a car and I'm trying to park here.
Oh.
We're just sitting in a parking spot. We're in a parking lot. Sorry, I forgot.
So that doesn't answer my question.
She's getting married. Give her a break.
You're getting married. What does that have to do with all three of you being in a parking lot?
This is paradise. Don't you see, sir? It's paradise.
I just met you, but may I opine? That doesn't seem nice.
Red flags in
you guys.
All right, yeah. Boys! All right, boys! Oh my god, this is the best bachelor party any guys ever had.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
Freaking jet skiing.
We love you. We love you, Terry.
Terry, that jet skiing was awesome. When we did the hedge maze, that was sick.
Yeah. We solved it faster than I thought we would.
Yeah.
And you know what? That Dave and Buster's. That Dave and Buster's was a friggin' movie.
Oh, absolutely.
The whole thing was a movie, dude.
Seriously, no one's ever gotten that many tickets from the basketball game in their friggin' life.
Yeah.
I'm still using my sticky hand.
I'm still using my pop socket. You know, the one where you flip it, and then you just put it there, and you just don't know when it's going to jump up, but it does.
Oh, yeah. And I'm jamming on my kazoo.
Oh, yeah.
I love that thing.
What a movie.
We really made some great memories before I... essentially, you know, go away.
Get locked down.
Get freaking locked down.
Locked down. God. Yeah.
Yeah.
We joke a lot about it, but it's bad.
Oh, it's bad. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
It's pure ball and chain.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder why I'm even doing it, you know?
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, I mean, I thought she made you, like, super happy and stuff. And stuff.
I don't know, man. I kind of am just... doing it because my family told me I gotta.
Really?
Yeah.
The Harrelsons?
Yeah, the Harrelsons?
Yeah, the Harrelsons.
How do you say my last name?
Harrelson.
That's how we say it. I mean, is that the correct
that
way to
right? That's correct.
It?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, I got nervous.
I just figured that was right because that's the chip brand, Harrelson brand chips.
We see there's a television on in the bachelor party, and we see sort of an older-looking, wealthier white guy in his 50s. This is Ted Harrelson, the magnate of the Harrelson Chip Company. Well, yes, to answer your question, reporters, my wonderful son is getting married in just a week, and... yes, I suppose it does sort of have a positive impact on our stock showings, on our business image. But that's not the reason we're making him get married. It's because of your love. Any other questions not related to him?
Yeah, you know, my mom and my dad always said you need a powerful couple to sell chips. You have to be a happy, powerful couple.
Right.
The public trusts a married couple, you know? It's the same as, like, with presidents.
Yeah, it's like a political dynasty thing.
Yeah.
I mean...
I get it, dude. I just think... don't you want to get, like, married for love?
Seriously.
I don't even know if I freaking believe in that kind of thing.
Love?
Yeah.
I mean, Jelena, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez was just a pawn for the Lay's Corporation, and they didn't end up together because it wasn't real love. You don't want to end up like them, do you?
Yeah, I don't think we will. Because I'm getting married for the chips.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Bad news.
Ever since I was a little boy, my dad told me, one day you're gonna get married, and then you're gonna inherit the chip fortune. And I said, okay, I guess that's my fate.
All that and a bag of chips, she's all that and a bag of chips, she's all that and a bag of chips. I hope so.
All that and a bag of chips, she's
all that and a bag of chips, she's
all that and a bag of chips.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, she's gonna be my wife, that's that. My dad always told me to get married. Our relationship did not extend beyond that. My dad and I are not very close. I'd say we are acquaintances at most, but all that and a bag of chips.
Jeez.
All that and a bag of chips.
Jeez.
All that and a bag of chips.
Your dad?
I hope so.
He's
all that and a bag of chips.
Jeez.
All that and a bag of chips.
Jeez.
All that and a bag of chips.
Jeez.
I hope so.
Well, getting married, it could be fun, yeah. It could taste as good as sour cream and onion. Oh, if you get married, our money will be your winner, sir. Winner, sir, even if it's a little bitter like salt and vinegar. Vinegar.
And dude, what if she's not neato? What if infidelity means she's a Cheeto? And I know that you aim to amaze, but I don't think you have it to be like the Lays. All that and a bag of chips.
Your.
All that and a bag of chips.
Your.
All that and a bag of chips.
Dude, we hope so.
Your. All that and a bag of chips.
Your.
All that and a bag of chips.
Your.
All that and a bag of chips.
Oh, this wedding is so gorgeous, so beautiful.
I love it.
I love Santorini.
I love Santorini.
Can I take your coats? Can I take your bags?
Yes, yes.
It's heavy. I know. I keep my gold bars in my bag, always strapped on me, so don't lose those.
You must be the famous Harrelson family.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been told to treat you like absolute royalty while you're here.
Yes.
Papa was on the news recently, not the first time, not the last. And Woody here, well, he's the best uncle I could ever ask for.
Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson, mm-hmm. That's me. Yes, I'm a chip guy.
So, and you're sister of the bride?
Yes, I'm sister of the groom, but soon to be sister-in-law.
Mm. Right.
Sally. That's
Sally
me.
Harrelson and Woody Harrelson.
Mm-hmm. Woody Harrelson. Mm-hmm.
But tell us, be honest, manning this coat check, this is the most extravagant wedding you've ever seen, is it not?
It's up there. Perhaps the only wedding more extravagant was the Lay's wedding a few
years ago.
But that's what everyone's been saying.
Kill me. I fucking hate the Lays.
But it's absolutely gorgeous, of course. A beautiful wedding. Super impressive. So I hope you enjoy yourself. If there's anything I can do to improve. What did they have?
What did the Lays wedding have that we don't have?
Well, there was a soda fountain. A traditional huge fountain filled with soda.
We just have the machine.
Mm-hmm. And they probably had Coca-Cola and we only have Pepsi products.
Yes.
Shit. Yes. Well, you guys sort of are the off-brand Lays in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to point fingers or anything, but how many people have really heard of Harrelson chips?
No.
Lay's chips are very popular.
People love our chips. Doribos and Chibos.
Chibos. Yeah.
A lot of your products seem like off-brand versions of popular Lay's products.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you a whole, like, off-brand family? Like, you think you're royalty, but you're, like, off-brand, lower-class royalty?
Well, we'll never admit it, but sure, that's what the tabloids say about us.
Yes, they're brutal.
They're brutal. They caught us at Party City buying our tiaras.
That we're wearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so those aren't real gold and silver? They're Party City?
They're Party City. Plastic all the way through.
Right next to the Mario Kart and Pikachu section, there's a princess section where you can find perfectly suitable tiaras. It's not easy being in the shadow of the Lays. It's not easy hoping one day you'll finally get paid.
It's not easy when no one buys them. We've tried everything to sell the chips. We've tried to surprise them, but in the end, we're an off-brand.
We're an off-brand.
I don't know, man. We are just an off-brand.
tried are chips that taste like onions. They're kind of in a ring shape. We call them bunions.
Gross.
Have you tried our chips that taste like plain Lays?
What?
We call them something special. We call them Space. That was a marketing nightmare.
We're an off-brand. We're an off-brand.
I don't know, man. Seems like you're an off-brand.
You guys also make mops, cleaning products, so many things. Your empire springs, but all of them aren't the brand at the front. They're at the back of the line. I don't want a Harrelson brand urinal cake.
Why not?
I don't want a Harrelson brand Coca-Cola, but spelled how it ain't.
With K's. We're an off-brand. We're an off-brand. Oh, come on, coat check man. We're an off-brand.
This wedding's kinda tacky. This wedding's not so great. But maybe if it goes well, finally you'll be the brand that's at the top of their gate. You'll be the top brand.
We'll be the top brand.
Move over, Coke and
Vans.
Vans
and Converse too.
'Cause you'll be the top brand.
Take my jacket, son.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
The three of you dressed in all black, weirdly, for a wedding. Can I see your invitations, please?
Totally.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Here you go.
Here you go.
The scent's kind of worn off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've kept smelling mine.
I kept sniffing it hard.
You oversmelled the scented invitations.
No
it's
more
a bit
grape.
Of a rookie move.
I love grape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's more of a white grape now.
So as the Harrelson's designated bouncer for the wedding, I'm supposed to, as part of my duties, suss out the vibe of guests.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
They put that on your job description?
They did, yeah. They said, suss out the vibes of guests.
Should we take off our ski masks?
You know, I wasn't going to say anything. It's unseasonably chilly in Santorini.
Santorini.
I was going to say Santeria, which is not what it's called. That's a little bouncer humor.
That's fun, though. You're a fun bouncer.
Oh, well, now hang on a second. You're not going to flatter me into getting into this wedding if you don't belong here.
But
that's
you're
not
so. But we, firstly, we do belong because we did bring our invites.
We literally have
invites. And we're good friends of the bride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But secondly, why would you even worry about that when you're so strong, tall, and handsome?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. No, I don't even work out or anything. What do you. No, no. This keeps happening to me. I'm very susceptible to flattery. I'm bad at sussing out vibes, and I let in anyone to the wedding if they flatter me. It ends today.
I bet all these guests think you're 5'11", but we know you're 6'2".
6'3", maybe.
6'3"?
Of course, I was underselling it, but of course.
Yeah. I played forward on my middle school basket. No! No!
Who did you let in before that you weren't supposed to let in? Who can we expect at this wedding?
Well, in the Lays wedding, which was a month ago, I let in a despot, a military despot.
I heard about that on the news.
Yeah, it became a big news story that a military despot used the Lays potato chip wedding to plan a sort of takeover of several countries around him, and I'm not letting anything like that happen again.
Okay. Of course not.
So I'm sorry, your three vibes are weird. And I have to put my foot down, and I have to say, you're not coming in.
Well, we're going to be honest with you. We're trying to steal this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll just come flat out and say
it. We'll just
tell you.
Flat out and say it. We really want to meet somebody today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some rich, not necessarily famous, but like rich.
Rich in a tuxedo
man.
Named Terry.
Yeah. One of us wants the groom, but two of us are. Pretty much anybody with a certain amount of material wealth.
I want Terry bad.
What about me?
What?
Are you?
You were out saying nice things about me earlier. I mean, what about What about Little Old Bouncer?
Oh.
I mean,
well,
Bouncer.
Well, what kind of material wealth do you have?
Seriously.
When I look into my checking account, I've got $63.
Maybe savings
account. And when I look into my savings account, it doesn't exist.
Okay, well, maybe it's all in.
When I look at my retirement benefits, such as Roth IRA, they don't have them. I'm an independent contractor.
Maybe kind of like assets. Yeah.
And when I look at my assets, I own lots of property.
Oh.
And by own, I mean don't own. And by property, I mean used video games. I could be a bouncer partner, bouncer a partner, bouncer partner, bouncer a partner. I've got lots to offer for you all.
We haven't really heard what he can offer yet.
I'll be a bouncer partner, bouncer partner, bouncer partner, bouncer partner, bouncer partner. I've got lots to offer all you all. What else do you need?
Well, I need a man who listens, who communicates so well. My last...
What did you say? I was thinking about the football game.
I need a man who is good with his family. You know, a real stand-up guy.
I haven't seen my daughter in 3 years.
Yes, a daughter. You have a daughter?
You have a daughter?
I have a daughter. I forget her name.
That sucks.
That sucks.
You're such a piece of shit.
I think that she sucks. She really harshed the vibe. Bouncer partner, bouncer partner, bouncer partner, bouncer partner. Please stop coming down on me so hard.
You're doing this to yourself.
Bouncer partner, bouncer partner, bouncer partner, bouncer partner. I'll do anything to come home with all of you.
Wait. All of you? You want to go home with all of us?
That's not
I believe in polygamy.
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 We should get married, all three of you. It's polygamy. Have you ever seen the reality show Sister Wives? That's the situation that I'm interested in. Except I want to be 100% more toxic than Sister Wives. I'll be your bouncer partner, bouncer partner, bouncer partner, bouncer partner. Where can I expect to sign?
Sign!
Bouncer partner, bouncer partner, bouncer partner, bouncer partner.
None of us wanna make you mine.
Wait, hold on. Come over here.
What?
And look into my eyes.
No, Dina.
I've got a plan. I'm gonna distract him, you guys.
Your eyes are kind of ugly.
Oh, say that again. Slower this time.
Dina, you're a hero.
Your eyes are kind of ugly.
We're sneaking past the
bouncer partner. Bouncer partner.
Bouncer partner. Bouncer
partner. Bye, Dina.
You be my
bye, Dina.
Partner.
We love you.
Thank you, Dina.
Thanks for saying
you'll be my bouncer partner. Bouncer partner. Bouncer partner.
Never gonna see her again.
Bouncer partner. Bouncer partner. We've gotta go right now. I don't actually work here.
Okay. Bye, Dina.
Bouncer partner.
Oh, I'll miss her.
We'd like everyone to please sit for the ceremony. My name is Captain Leroy Smith, and I am a boating captain.
Anyone feel like they got a really smooth officiant to do the wedding?
Oh, my gosh.
Normally, I don't do this kind of thing, but Tanner wanted the hookup.
He's laying on a chaise lounge.
His chest hair is fully exposed.
You guys know the Old Spice guy? They based him on me.
The Lay's wedding had the Old Spice guy.
Ooh. Mm.
So, once everyone's feeling relaxed and hot to trot, okay, we're going to start this wedding off with a little poem I wrote.
Well, better than when he made us do the wave.
Wow. Yeah, that was weird. There's not enough of us to do a satisfying wave.
There are 40 attendants at this wedding, and the poem is called Love. What's it got to do with it? Love, what's it got to do with it?
Huh?
It's just like what it is.
Okay, let him cook.
You do it with other people.
Whoa.
They pass in and out of your life like so many clouds in a place that clouds are.
He hasn't said anything untrue yet.
Love is like a many-sided octagon. Many, many sides
like
to the
eight,
octagon.
Maybe 8 sides?
40, 50 sides.
Okay.
That's not an octagon.
He finally said something untrue.
The point is that love may seem limited by its number of sides, but really it's unlimited.
That's kind of nice, I guess.
Wasn't love.
Wasn't the wedding supposed to start by now?
What's it got to do with it?
Yeah, it started late because he was dancing.
I studied trumpet performance at Berkeley.
Wow, he kind of does do everything.
But that's a trombone he's holding.
So
does he think it's a trumpet?
Maybe he didn't study trombone.
I studied long trumpet.
He's wearing a sweater that says Yale, not Berkeley. Does he think Berkeley is Yale?
Maybe
why is he wearing
is
a
Yale?
Sweatshirt to officiate a wedding? Where's his captain's hat?
I'll be honest, I like his joggers.
I'm a mysterious man. I'm a mysterious man. You try to get a handle on me, but you can't. At every wedding, there's a guy who you're like, what's his deal? I'm that guy, and I know I am, because I am barely real.
Terry, what do you mean you're getting cold feet?
I don't know, man. That guy's poem really spoke to me. I think weddings should be about love.
That's what we've been telling you, but
excuse
now we're here.
Excuse me, young man.
It's Papa.
Papa. Papa Harrelson!
Papa
it's
Harrelson.
Me, Papa Harrelson.
Oh, Papa.
What do you mean weddings are about love? Weddings are about increasing shareholder value, and most importantly, weddings are about one-upping the Lays family at any opportunity.
Papa, I know, and that's what you've told me all my life. That's all you've told me. That's the only conversations you and I have really had, is that, you know, being in charge of a chip company is kind of like being a president, in that you have to marry a beautiful woman who the country trusts, and
why
then you'll sell chips.
Why not both? Why don't you think your son can have both? A love that's real and a love that increases shareholder value. Like like Barbara Corcoran and Mr. Wonderful on the Shark Tank.
I was on Shark Tank one time.
Really? He's wearing a sweater that says I was never on Shark Tank.
I pitched a product where you put your memories into a shining silver bowl, like a pensive in Harry Potter, but they said the technology doesn't exist.
Yeah, because it's magic, right?
Magic is just the name for technology when you've never seen it before.
Oh my God, this guy is the smartest guy I ever heard
talk. This guy is insane, and I don't like what he's saying about you.
Some
mixtures of chip flavors are too volatile to put together. Love and money? Did I ever tell you about the reason Harrelson's is the number 2 knockoff chip brand?
No.
No, there's lore?
There's lots of lore to drop.
Shit, lore.
Oh my God, lore! We're going back in the lore!
A floating chibo.
Grandpa Harrelson? Grandpa Harrelson?
Yes.
Hi, it's me. Legally, I'm named Papa Harrelson, but I'm only 17 years old in this lore dump. I had an idea for a new chip flavor. And I know that normally the Harrelson Family Foundation is built on tradition, but I just thought maybe to keep up with the swinging 1980s, we should try and do something different to attract the youth.
That's right. The year is
what's right.
That's right. I have. What is this crazy idea you have of a new chip combining flavor? Now keep in mind, I'm 59 years old, so don't
wow,
spook
ancient.
Me.
Ancient. Well, think about it this way, Grandpa Harrelson.
Mm-hmm.
What are chips normally made of?
Potatoes.
Yes.
Oil.
Cornstarch.
Yes. Cornstarch and salt.
Meemaw Harrelson. And the third one.
Hey.
Are you okay?
That's my brother.
Yeah.
Hey.
Peepaw Harrelson, Papa Harrelson,
the reason
Harrelson.
He can barely speak is he's 70 years old.
Ancient.
Ancient.
What if we made chips out of earwax? Or made them out of beer? Or made them out of anything that was near?
What the shit?
What if we made chips out of tennis shoes or computer games? Does any of this make any sense to hear?
No.
Maybe your love is too unconditional, and it should be a little more conditional. Your love is too unconditional, and it should be more conditional. Your love is too unconditional, and it should be a little more conditional. Your love is too unconditional.
So stop making chips out of shoes.
Well, what about some chips that are made out of meatloaf? Or some chips that dissolve the moment you pick them up,
so you don't even get to eat them?
What about a nice little chip that was made out of air? I know that you will say yes because of your love.
Your love is too unconditional, and it should be a little conditional. Love is too unconditional.
I am having a heart attack.
Strange ideas to combine things that should in no way ever be combined killed your grandfather. And now if you marry for love, you'll kill me too.
But Dan,
what?
All of those ideas for chips, earwax, and air? Those aren't good ideas, Dad.
Why? No one ever said
those
why.
Those aren't good ideas.
Why aren't they good ideas?
Because chips, that's not what chips are about. That's not the kind of some.
You dare to tell me, the scion of the Harrelson Chip Foundation, what chips are about?
Dad, your ideas about mixing up certain flavors, they were bad, but some flavors do mix good, like sour cream and onion.
I've never thought of that in my entire
and
life.
And maybe I'm just a sour cream.
Did you just think of that?
Yeah.
That's genius.
I feel like listening to that sea captain made me smarter.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello, Terry.
I live in a three-bedroom apartment. Oh, sorry. We'll get to your thing.
It's okay.
I live in a three-bedroom apartment. I rent all three rooms. I don't know where I get my money from, and neither do you. Someone's going home with me tonight at this wedding.
It might be me. I'm loving the way he's talking. Okay.
That suave guy doesn't understand you like I do. I understand you. You're about business and money, but you're also about love.
Why are you in a ski mask and all black?
Yeah, wait.
Before I take this mask off, I want you to admit it. You don't love her.
I don't. She's not my onion.
I could be your onion.
Who are you?
It's me, the friend of your almost future wife.
Fiona's friend from college.
We met once and I knew that we were it for life. I'm committed now, baby. I'm all in. I fell in love as soon as I saw your wallet. I could be your onion. Don't know what that means.
'Cause I'm sour cream.
But I could be your onion.
Sour cream and cheddar.
Oh my yours, and I'll say if I have it too.
I water ski.
Me too.
Together with some infidelity.
I admit, at first when I saw you, I thought that you looked shady. But now I know you well, and I wanna know, will you be my chip first lady?
Gotta have a wedding. Because the space is booked.
And it's me, Papa Harrelson. I'm looking at the stock charts and a surprise wedding made of love. We're number one over the Lays for the first time. I guess you can have both earwax and potatoes.
No.
You'll
no,
be my earwax. No, everyone's looking at me funny. Why? Wait, I was doing the same thing.
Wait, guys, girls, I'm back. It's me and the bouncer. Oh.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Dina?
We talked for like 90 minutes. Uh-huh. And we actually did fall in love.
Yeah.
A double wedding?
Well, not quite, girls, because I'm still here and I never got paired up with anybody. But I've decided to do a special ceremony reaffirming my relationship with myself.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
But what about me? George Clooney.
What?
George Clooney?
George Clooney, you're here and want to marry me?
I heard there was a heist and by God, you're beautiful.
Oh, what about me? Al Pacino.
Al Pacino!
I heard there was a heist, and I was in the heist movie Heat, so I'm here too.
Oh. What about me, Ryan Gosling? I was in Drive.
That's a heist movie.
Okay, well, I recently learned about a really cool concept called
polygamy.
And so I'm going to marry all three heist movie actors.
Oh, wow.
This is the biggest wedding of all.
Yeah, the stock prices are through the roof, and the love is through the roof.
All right, well, if everybody's ready, line up and let's get y'all married.
I do. Everybody say I do.
If you ask me if I want to marry three different guys, if you ask me if I want security for life, if you ask me if I want to finally get my bag by marrying three of the top members of AFTRA/SAG.
Everybody say I
do.
Once again, it's me, the real heist leader, George Clooney. And I'm gonna make you wet. It'll send you to heaven. You'll be wetter than Ocean's 11.
I do.
Change man,
Papa.
Prioritizing money is no longer the plan. My wonderful family,
I finally change, but I'm still gonna pitch you potato chip flavors that are basically deranged, and you gotta say I do.
A woman I just met, but wait a second. Where's Fiona?
Oh my god. Where
is she?
Hello? Someone stole my car and I'm just stuck in the parking lot.
Oh, hi, it's me, the person who was trying to park here earlier.
Your eyes.
Your nose.
Your mouth.
Your ears.
Your collarbone.
This is crazy, but I do. I think weddings are kind of lame because they're sort of like girly and shit.
Oh, I love you, baby. Such a piece of shit.
I think your dress that you're wearing for the wedding makes your body look unusual.
Oh, I love my guy.
George Clooney, thank you so much. And the other two, thank you so
much. Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Ryan
Gosling. Talking the way they do. Thank you so much for agreeing to marry me. I'm so happy that my heist worked out.
And I'm so happy that I found you in the crowd.
And I'm so happy I'm stuck in this parking lot with you.
Me too. I do.
Spring to mind.
Wedding Heist.
Wedding Heist.
Really good.
Parentheses lays it all down on my loves.
Yeah. Mm? Lays it all down on my. Lays all your love on me.
Yeah. Parentheses. All your love on me. Yes.
Parentheses. Don't. Let your hair rustle down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might be getting a little long for the
parentheses. There's a parking lot of love.
Semicolon. Whoa, there's lore? Question mark.
Philip needs the title to be a lot longer. We need a lot.
No, guys.
Ellipses. Yep. Ellipses. My big fat Greek wedding.
The end.
Yay.
Guys, thank you so much for being on the musical version. Where can people find you if they want to find you online and see all your amazing work?
Oh my gosh. You can find me on Instagram at Madison Dom. Just my name on Instagram.
Yeah.
And mine is the exact same except different. It's on Instagram, exactly my name, Hannah Barlow.
Amazing. Greg, where can people find you?
You can find me online at Smith L. Greg, and you can listen to my musical improv podcast called Tabletop Tunes wherever you get your podcasts. Why not start with the one featuring Philip Labus?
Whoa! Whoa.
Tim, if people want to stay in touch, where can they find you?
You can find him right here.
Crazy Tim lives in your
Crazy
studio.
Crazy Tim lives in my studio. I cannot get him to leave.
Everywhere but the Greg Cam, you can find Tim.
What's up, Greg chat? Let's go ahead and get some random numbers in the chat. Get out of there!
Greg Cam, stay random.
Greg Cam, stay freaking Deadpool random, my guys.
Well, thank you all so much for watching, and have a great day, and we'll see you next time on the pod. Bye for now. I do.